From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Brooke Rolfe, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 8th of March. We'll start overseas. President Volodymyr Zelensky has vowed to hunt down the people responsible for killing a captured Ukrainian soldier. A viral video appears to show the soldier being riddled with bullets from multiple men as he stands unarmed in a shallow trench. Officials in Kyiv have blamed Russian forces and called for the International Criminal Court to probe the incident. In other news, NASA says it's on track to launch a crewed mission around the moon in November next year. Officials from the space agency spoke to reporters after a successful unmanned test flight. Next year's mission will take a four-person crew around the moon without landing on it, and then the plan is for humans to land on the moon a year after that. Back home now, and in Victoria, a 19-year-old man has been charged over an alleged fireworks attack from January. It's claimed the man shot fireworks at a person in a wheelchair who was seriously injured in the attack. The 19-year-old will face court in April. Now to sport. The AFL is bracing itself for what's expected to be a fiery meeting with all 18 clubs tomorrow. Club presidents are expected to address various areas of concern within the league, including the fact that a replacement still hasn't yet been announced for outgoing league boss Gillon McLachlan. The AFL season gets underway next Thursday with a game between Richmond and Carlton. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To celebrity news, Bindi Irwin has revealed she suffered from a private health battle for the past 10 years. In an Instagram post, Bindi wrote that she had been living with insurmountable fatigue, pain and nausea from endometriosis. She underwent surgery for the condition and is now on the road to recovery. And finally, actress Christine Taylor has opened up about her reconciliation with husband Ben Stiller. The pair separated for 3 years before getting back together in 2020, with Christine saying it was all thanks to the pandemic.
We found this way back of like we had so much time to talk. We had time to, there were no other distractions. So it was a really special time for us, for the family. I mean, it was, you know, it was all done. It just happened organically.
That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.